The general rule when it comes to Hanukkah lighting is that you light in the place where you sleep. So if you go to family for a Hanukkah party and then you're coming home later on in the evening to sleep, you light in the place where you sleep. What if you stay over on Shabbos at another family's house and you leave Saturday night to go back to your home on Saturday night? Do you light at your host's home on Saturday night, or do you wait till you get home Saturday night to light at home? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, tells us that the mitzvah is to light from Shkiyas Achama. Maybe it means sunset, maybe it means nightfall. Different explanations what Shkiyas Mishatishka Achama means in this context. And the end point is Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk, when people stop walking in the street. So the Gemara wants to explain what that line means, and the Gemara has two different explanations. The first explanation is that you should light from the time period of Shkiyas Achama until when people stop walking in the street. The second explanation is you can light it whenever you want, but how much time do you have? The shear you have, the amount of time, is the time between Shkiyah and when people stop walking in the street, which is about a half an hour, and at least in the days of Chazal. So according to the first opinion in the Gemara, you have to light, or the mitzvah, maybe the ideal mitzvah, is to light only until Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk, when people stop walking in the street, when the days of Chazal is a half an hour after night. And the second opinion is you can light whenever you want at night, it just has to last for a half an hour. The Shulchan Aruch basically says that ideally you should light the first half hour. But if you didn't do that, then you have the whole night. But the ideal is the first half hour. The Ramah's language is nowadays that we light indoors. In other words, why do we light outdoors? Or why do we want to light the menorah so people can see? So that's why we want to light the first half hour of the night when people are walking home. According to the Ramah, the custom among Ashkenazim in the Middle Ages was to light indoors. So since you're lighting indoors, it's for the people in the house. So the Ramah writes, we don't have to be so careful to light before people stop walking in the street. And then he said, nevertheless, it's good maybe to be careful also nowadays. But it seems that fundamentally, technically, you can light whenever you want on at night. But it's good to be careful, even nowadays, to follow the practice of lighting earlier. So that's sort of one piece of information. Another piece of information is the Ritva explains that Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk does not mean a half an hour necessarily. It depends b'chol makom hadavar hazeh kafi mashehu, that in every place it is what it is, meaning as long as people are walking the street, even if it's maybe more than a half an hour after nightfall, as long as people are walking the street, that still is the ideal time to light the menorah. So, in other words, in terms of when we're supposed to light, if according to the Ramah, you really don't have to light the first half hour. You can light whenever you want. It's good to be careful until Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk, but really you can light whenever you want at night. And even if you hold, you can light until Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk. That's when you should light. It's good to be strict. The Ritva holds that it really means when people stop walking the streets. So if nowadays in America, around down your block, people are walking until 9, 10 o'clock at night, then the ideal time is all the way until 9, 10 o'clock at night, not the first half hour after nightfall. And that's actually Rabbi Willig. That's what he holds, that he says that although the minhag of some yeshivos is to light about 20 minutes after sunset, you can light as long as people are walking in the streets, which in yeshiva would could be a very late indeed. So with this in mind, what do we do again about someone who stays with a family on Shabbos and now it's Saturday night? So where should he light? On the one hand, maybe you should say that you should light at with your guests, because maybe we're going to be strict. It's good to be careful to light the first half hour at night. So you finish Shabbos, you're not going to get home till much later. So So maybe it's ideal to light at your guest house. Ah, but what if you're going to get home and still some people are walking in the streets? So maybe according to the Ramah, you can really light anytime you get home. Or even if you hold, it's good to be careful to light the Ad Shetech L'Raglo Min HaShuk. Maybe nowadays, like the Ritva and the way Rabbi Willig Paskins and others, that you could light as long as people are walking in the street at home. So maybe wait to light at home. What's the argument to light at your guest house on Saturday night? After all, you're going to sleep at home. So a number of poskim, like Rav Moshe Sternbach and Chuvos von Hagos, Krach Alf Simon, Shin Tzadi Alf, explains that if you already established a kavius, a sense of permanence, in when you go somewhere else, then you don't lose that status until you leave. Meaning, since you slept as a guest in someone else's house on Friday night, so then it becomes your bias on Saturday night, your home on Saturday night, until you leave. Meaning that you have every, if you just go to someone's house on a Tuesday evening when they're lighting candles, but you're coming home on Tuesday night, well, you're not sleeping there, you just light at home. But if you already slept there Friday night, so you become a ben bias, you become like a member of the household, as it were, or a guest, but you become a member of the household until you leave. So you would be allowed to light Saturday night, says Moshe Sternbach, if you're going to get back later to your home. And there are others who hold like this as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also passing like this. He says that as long as you haven't left the home where you slept, Lo nifka hakvius, the permanence, the connection you have to the house, has not been uprooted. So that's what some hold. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach holds like this, Moshe Sternbach holds like this. You can light, if you're not going to come until much later on Saturday night, you light at your host's home. However, others disagree. In the Sefer Chovas Hadar and others hold that you should try to get home as soon as you can. But they hold that since nowadays the time of Tichla Regel Min HaShuk is much later than half an hour after nightfall. And people are still walking the street late at night. So as long as when you're getting home at night, people are still walking in the street. And therefore, you should light at home. Rav Willig also holds like that. He says, always light at home. But this is a machlokes, you have a big poskim on both sides. And Melamed has a kind of in-between view. He writes the following. B'motzei Shabbos, on Saturday night, Yimhemi Skabni Lachzor B'meher Leveisan. People are going to return quickly to their home. Mutu Yadliku Neros Leveisan. Better they light in their home. B'mehemi Skabni Lachzor Mukhar. If they plan on coming home later. B'shah Shekvar Lo Yelcho Anashim Rechov. At the time when people aren't walking the street. Then Adif Shekaimus Amitzvah Beis Ma'ar Chayhem. Then it's best to light in there where they were guests on Shabbos. Just like they fulfilled the mitzvah on Erev Shabbos. And then he says, if they're not running home, but they're not coming home that late, they can decide where they want to light. Because he says that from one perspective, they're still part of their guest house. They're a member of the house of where they're staying right now until they leave. And on the other hand, their place always, they're going to be later in the evening, is going to be in their house, so they can choose where they want to light. So you have all different opinions, but it relates to the question of, do you create that kavius? And is that kavius, that permanence that you create, the connection you have to your house, does that uprooted, is that not uprooted until you leave the house? Or do we say, no, that as long as you're sleeping somewhere else at night, as long as you're going back home at night, you should light at home. Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe Sternbach say you can light in your guest house. And others like Rabbi Willig say, no, that you have to light in your home. And Rav Lamed has a compromised position.